Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We're going to look back on 2024 and just think about some of the biggest and favorite moments that we had on the show, because we have spared and spent so much time together. It's always good at the end of the year to just kind of reflect, like, man, what a crazy hell of a year that it's been. And so each of us has picked out a different segment to replay back to you, be like, oh my God, do you remember when we did this? Because so many things happened on the show that you almost forget that they happened. And so I went yesterday, picked out my favorite thing that we did is when we all collected Valentine's together and then brought them to senior living facilities. Hannah's picked out her favorite moment of 2024.
Yeah, so this year has definitely been crazy for me. There's been so much that's happened in my life and in the show that it was honestly really hard for me to just pick one thing. And I landed on this. This one, and it was when I met Riley Green and went through that whole era of being deeply obsessed with Riley Green and what I was going to do when I met him, what I was going to do after I met him, and that whole saga of life.
So if you miss what it was like when Hannah and Riley Green were face to face together, here it is for you.
We were backstage. It was early in the morning. We see Riley Green's tour bus pull up, and all of a sudden I look over and I see Riley Green hauling lawn chairs out of his own tour bus and setting them up. And my heart literally dropped because I thought the chance to meet Riley wouldn't be until like 7:30 that night. So I was seriously had the breath taken out of me that he was already there that early and I was that close to him.
What did you say to him then?
Nothing.
So
I was
there's
shocked.
All this freaking buildup to see Riley Green. You get backstage with them and you said literally zero words.
Okay,
you're messing with
I
us.
I told you I was surprised that he was there. So I truly had no words. But he, guys, when I say he was standing right next to me, he was literally standing directly
closer.
Next to me.
And you said no words?
Alex was trying to hook it up.
Did you tell him to say anything?
Well, I mean, he is a great-looking guy in person. I mean,
he did look like he didn't know how to get sleeves on his shirt. Like, well, yeah. This dude is just jacked. Yeah.
No, Alex, when I say Alex was trying to hook it up, I mean Alex was trying to be like, Hannah, do you want to ask him for an interview? Hannah, do you want a picture? Hannah, are you breathing?
I was kind of being loud to try to see if like he could hear it. Like, Hannah, do you want a picture?
And, you have a picture with him, so you had to talk to him then. How did you get a picture with him?
So then, finally, after I blew it. So after I missed the opportunity when he was standing directly, I thought I literally screwed up my entire life. No more chances for me. There's a video we're about to post and there's a clip of me where I literally am contemplating my life. I'm laying on a couch because I was so mad at myself. I was like, Hannah, I could have gotten my picture with the one person I wanted to meet, like my celebrity person I love. And I thought I blew it. I was like, okay, I need to risk it for the biscuit. If I'm doing it, I'm doing it. So then I walk up right to the barriers as they're putting them up. I lean over the fence and I go, Riley? And he started looking at me and I was doing like signal for picture, but he was just doing like thumbs up. And I was like, no, no, picture. So he walked over to me, took a picture. And I was like, I'm sorry to be annoying. He's like, no, you're fine. Took a picture. But then honestly, I was really upset because I was like, damn it, there's a fence.
The fence only went up to her waist.
I didn't so like you didn't
get
the
to,
fence.
So you didn't get to like rub
yeah,
up on
it. Yeah, she started texting us being like, I just don't feel fulfilled from this experience. There's a fence between us in the picture. And I literally go, unfortunately, Hannah, you're going to have to get over
it. I didn't care. I was mad about this damn fence. I felt like it wasn't a real experience because there was a fence separating us. So then I had to wait around all day. Basically, I got to meet him again, and it was a way better experience. There was no fence, and I got to talk to him more.
So you waited around even longer for what? How did you meet him again?
The tour bus again.
What? I'm confused.
Like outside of his tour bus.
So you just waited
after the concert.
You just waited to take another picture?
Yes.
Like, hey, Riley, it's me again?
Yeah,
that's actually
yeah.
what she said to him.
Yeah,
it's
me I said.
Oh yeah, we're definitely considered. We're,
yeah,
we're
yeah I'm a psycho, but I did get to meet him and.
And you got a second picture?
Without a fence.
Without a fence. So I am fulfilled now. I'm very fulfilled and happy. And we're going to post a video with all the clips and all the pictures.
All of this going down and her actually meeting Riley Green. Do we think that there's a connection?
No.
Do we think that Hannah is considered a stalker and now that she's going to get blocked by security?
Right. Probably.
You judge for yourself when you see this video.
Oh, man, that was great. And I'm really crazy listening back to that.
Yeah, so your favorite moment on the show was when you took a picture with Riley Greene.
Within the span of 24 hours, I got two separate hugs from Riley Greene.
Kind of. There was a fence in between you, apparently.
One fence hug and one, like, real, I ran up to him and hugged him. I should have jumped on him.
I would hope that's your favorite moment because you were there for, what, like 8 hours?
Yeah, stalking him. And then,
guys,
he liked our Instagram post, which was just the cherry
I forgot
on top.
About that.
That was crazy. So let me recap. All of 2024, all of these crazy things that happen, your 2024 came down to 3 seconds. A hug from Riley Greene.
Yes, he's that hot. I get it.